You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley. Today is September 17th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast on our final show of the summer of 2018. That's right, 2018 is going by so fast and summer is just about gone. But we all know what happens when summer leaves. The fall or autumn comes right on in, full steam ahead. That's right, pumpkin spice everything, the spirit of giving and Thanksgiving. And of course, we all know what's after that, the big time holidays of Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah and everything else all coming up soon after. So it's full steam ahead, guys. The holidays are on their way, and I bet you they're going to be here before we know it. So enjoy the time that we have left in the summer, the last 3 days, and let's enjoy the fall season as well. So guys, today on the show, we're going to talk about a new razor from Fine Accoutrements. That's right, they came out that new razor we talked about a few weeks ago. It is available for sale, and it's at a pretty decent actual price, so you got to check that out too. The PAA new razor, that's Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, they came out with a new razor as well. Another variation of the DOC, possibly the last one we'll see on the DOC for a while after reading the notes on the website. But yes, cool. It's kind of an adjustable design. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. We have a new video of the Paradigm Titanium 2, the new version that came out. I was able to purchase one of these razors. I did a review article, and this is a compliment to the review article coming up very soon on Sharpologist. And the razor's a lot of fun. I've been having a lot of fun with that. So check out that video as well. Discussion of the week will be how to keep up with trends. This is something that I've seen a lot. I have an issue doing this myself. So how to keep up with trends, how to keep up with the wet shaving world without breaking the bank and without going broke, basically. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about that as well. And we have some news coming up where we actually have a little bit of a timeline coming up, believe it or not, of the rest of the year. We have some special episodes coming, like an anniversary episode. We also have the fall seasonal special coming up in a few weeks and some other stuff as well. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. All right, Fine Accoutrements. The Fine Accoutrements All Metal Marvel is out. It's a three-piece razor with that unique guard that just came out recently. Kind of flexes the blade a little bit more in between. A lot of guys have been talking about it. Went through some test stages. I saw some videos. Very impressed with the razor. It looks pretty cool. It's going to be out in, there's plenty of it out there from what I've seen. Lots of quantity. It's in three or four different vendors. You can buy it directly from the Fine Accoutrements website as well. And it retails for about $40. I haven't gotten a chance to get my hand on one of these yet. I don't know if I will be for the time being. I will be going over that a little bit in the future part of this episode, actually, about how to keep up with trends and stuff like that. And it's just so much stuff coming up here. It's tough to keep up. But you know what? Check it out if you do. If you have one, if you have picked one up and you want to talk about it on the cast, you know, always feel free to email me. Really cool styling, though. I do like the guard on it. It looks like the guard kind of really does complement the actual angle and makes it a little bit easier, probably a little milder than I would think. But the blade gap is still there. It's still going to have a decent blade gap. And that's where a lot of people are. They talk about blade gap, and they talk about how larger blade gap makes more of an aggressive razor. And that's not necessarily true. It's all about blade exposure and angle, right? The more curve of the blade, the less flexing it gets. The more exposure, the better of an angle you can get. So, I mean, it's just really all about how the razor is constructed. This razor itself has more of a blade flex, has a decent-sized gap, but also it's a very mild razor. So with that guard, with that rounded guard, it kind of helps out. A lot of other razors have been going like that. There's a couple other ones out there in past designs and actual new designs as well. So guys, check this out. It's all metal, three-piece. It looks pretty cool. I've seen some videos on it, and I left the show the link to Fine Accoutrements website itself, and it is currently available at $39.99. All right, and also can't forget to mention the Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements Ascension Twist Adjustable. That's right, Ascension Twist Adjustable. If you could say that three times fast, you deserve a medal for the day, and actually maybe one of these razors, because that's pretty tough to say. So this is one of the final variations I saw on the website that they're going to do with the actual DOC design. The DOC design, if you guys are not aware of it or not familiar with it, I'm sorry, it's one of those designs where it's got like a double open comb. It's an open comb razor, and then it's got another comb where it allows more shaving cream to get into the top of the blade and actually allows for a little bit more lubricant when shaving, especially against the grain, what I noticed. The razor came out, I think it was out in the 50s originally or the 40s with the Grand Shave King. I believe that's the name of the company, and that was an American brand that came out. Wasn't very popular around here. I'm not sure if it was made in USA or not. I really have to research it. I actually used to own one of the razors, and I sold it some time ago. But what Doug and Fran have done with this razor is they've revamped it, and there's several of these versions out there. There's the regular one. There's this one. There's that one. There's some, you know, that's been coated. There's some that haven't been. There's some that are stainless steel, some that are nickel plated, and they've just put their little fine touches on it. Now this one is actually designed to be adjustable by just turning it, you know, less or more. He's kind of maybe perfected the design on it to make it a little bit more. Now if you guys ever have used a three-piece razor, you can use it as an adjustable razor, right? If it's really, really tight, it's going to might be a little bit more aggressive. You loosen it up, it could be a little bit less, right? So, or vice versa, whatever one you're using. This one's actually designed to do that. So it's pretty cool. I gotta give it that. It's one of those razors that's made out of 100% CNC machined aluminum. So it's going to be a very light razor. It's a very light razor. Uses that little bomb tip handle, I think he has. And he also has a couple other handles, too, that you could probably use with it. I mean, any handle will work. But I'm really interested in this one because I know that the folks over there at PA, they put a lot of time in their products and everything like that. And this one looks like there might be their flagship of the DOC, and this might be their final one. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out at PhoenixRCitAccoutrements.com. It is 100% aluminum. And I saw on the box, I'm not sure, and I did not confirm this with anybody, there's a little check mark for stainless. So hopefully we find a stainless steel version of this razor coming out soon. I may or may not see that. I just saw, like I said, had a little bar, you know, like on the top of the box where it says aluminum check and then stainless check, like a little box to check mark on it. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe that will be coming out in the future. But, you know, aluminum is not bad either. It's just if you prefer more of a heavier razor, this one may be a little bit light for your liking. I would definitely put a heavier handle on it. So check them out, guys. PhoenixArtisanAccoutrements.com. That's the Ascension Twist Adjustable. All right, and I've just been having some fun with the Paradigm razor, and the Titanium 2 is the second version of their Titanium razor. Now, if you aren't familiar with Paradigm, Paradigm is a razor company that's out of Texas, right? Now, the gentleman that started the company used to be a lawyer, was trained as a lawyer, worked for some other companies, including, you know, did some subcontracting from NASA, including with metals. Very interested, you know, very well versed in the metal world, right? He decided to make a razor out of titanium stainless steel, and the actual Paradigm T1 was the first razor they came out with. Then they came out with a version of the stainless steel version. Now they have the Titanium 2, which is what they did. They made it a little bit less aggressive, better grip, and it's polished. Now, titanium, if you're unaware of titanium, it's a hard metal to work with. It's not as light as aluminum, but it's not as heavy as stainless steel. So it's kind of in the middle of weight-wise. So this razor is a little bit more on the balance side. It's a little light compared to if you're used to like those big stainless steel razors. But the blade gap on it and everything is really, it's different. It's different. I looked at it. It's a conventional style three-piece. No markings on the razor, so no serial numbers or anything like that. And the shave was very smooth. Now, I'm not sure with the polished aluminum, right? I'm sorry, polished titanium. That's what it is, titanium. It's light. It feels like aluminum, but it's not as light as aluminum. That's what I'm saying. It's probably about 50% of steel, maybe 75% of the weight of stainless steel. And, like, you know, I would say 30% of if you're looking at stainless steel razors, like, this would be 75% of the weight. And then you would have, like, 30% of the weight would be aluminum, I think, in my experience. So that's it. It's a little bit lighter, not much. But it's a strong razor. Titanium's a strong metal. Great razor, great shave. I've been really enjoying it. And I just made a video for it to complement the article that's coming out, the review article, that I was able to get with the owner of the company and got to talk to him a little bit. One thing about Paradigm is there are only around 250 razors produced to date. You know, there are more coming out. There's an SE coming out, a gem style SE that will be coming out very soon. That's in the testing stage. More T2s and more of the 17-4 stainless steel versions, right? The T1, there was only 50 made. So if you have one of those, it's a pretty decent razor to hold on to. As for the other ones, there's only 100 of each other made. So, I mean, you're looking at a pretty hard to come by razor. They really take their time in making them perfect. Now, a couple guys realized, a couple guys out there, you know, a friend of mine, he went and anodized a few of them with some, where basically anodizing is where you change the composition of the metal for different colors and stuff. And titanium is a great metal to do that with. Aluminum is. Stainless steel is a little hard, but stainless steel, you can do it as well. So, I mean, this razor is really cool. Check it out. Check out the video if you have a chance. Or if not, you know, check out some other review videos out there as well. And if it comes in stock, it is a pricey razor. It is at $395. So it is a pricey razor, but it's trust me, it's worth it in the long run. When you try some of these higher-end razors and you really start getting into them, they are a lot more fun. But not only that, they do perform better, in my opinion. Not all the time and not to all razors. There's some razors I've tried that are on $30 or $40 that will blow some of these expensive ones away. I'm going to be honest. But the material has a lot to do with it. High quality stainless steel has something to do with it. I think CNC machine, you know, high quality tough aluminum works. You know, titanium is great. You know, all those high end metals, they really do work. Brass and copper, I think, are great as well. But I think that my personal favorite is stainless steel and aluminum. And I'd say titanium would be third. I just like those metals on the way they feel on my skin. I don't know if I'm crazy or not, or if that's what's really happening, but that's how I feel. So, I mean, that's what I'm really, really into. But titanium, let me tell you guys, it's a great metal. Strong razor, beautiful looking razor. It's not as shiny as a polished stainless steel, but it's close. It's an impressive piece. So check out the video when you get a chance. And I left the notes, in the show notes, I left the link for it as well. All right, guys, discussion of the week, how to keep up. Boy, oh boy, I'm going to need to really, really think about this one, right? How to keep up and stay relevant. Excuse me. So the way to stay relevant in the wet shaving world, I know a lot of you guys are out there. You see guys buying stuff every day, right? Every week. This guy's buying this brand new soap. This company comes out with this. Holy Black comes out with this crazy set. It's $200 or it's $100, and you see like 300 people buy it right off the bat, and they post and shave it days and stuff and all that stuff like that. I mean, everything. You're seeing that. You're seeing guys buy $500 razors, Wolfman razors, Paradigm razors, Mongoose razors, all that stuff, right? And you're like, I want to keep up. I want to stay relevant, but how do I do it? So a couple things. You know, razors and brushes and soap bowls and everything like that, they pretty much stay good forever, right? Razor's not going to go bad. Razor's good. But your soaps aren't, right? So one thing I've noticed is a lot of people post new soaps. They want to buy new soaps. They want to stay relevant with, I want to try new stuff. So with the soap aspect, you can easily, if you start spending some money, you can easily get up to 100 soaps probably within a year, 2 years. There's some guys out there with 600 soaps. Now, the average lifespan for a soap, I would say, is probably 6 to 8 months. Meaning if you use a soap primarily, just it the right way and did a good decent lather, 3-pass shave every day or 5 days a week, it would take you probably about anywhere from 6 to 8 months to use up a whole puck, depending on the quality, maybe less. We'll say 6 months for argument's sake. So say you use 2 whole soaps a year, right? 2 100% finished down to the bottom soaps a year. Okay, if you have 100 soaps, you got 50 years of inventory. If you have 600 soaps, well, you have 6 times that. So you're looking at, what, a couple hundred years? Is it worth having a couple hundred years? You know, now, soaps, in my opinion, they start to degrade the scent-wise after 2 years, right? I've had soaps in here in my shave den for 2 years. So what I recommend doing, what I've been doing, is I'm going to be honest. Soaps don't lose that much value unless they're just generic soaps you can buy every day. Like if it's something, if you have some special edition soaps, you know, you can probably get your 100% value. But for the most part, you can get anywhere from 50 to 75% value even if you've used them, right? If you sell them on either Badger and Blade Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace or something like that, there's a lot of people out there, even eBay, that you can sell your old products on to, you know, somebody who's going to want them, and you can give them a little bit of a break and they'll buy it from you, right? Now, I don't want to hurt the vendors. This is something that I've talked about years in the past that, hey, is this good? Is the secondary market a great thing to do? And I'm going to say why I'm going to stick my own foot in my mouth from the past. I believe it is and it isn't, but it is because it lets us get more stuff, right? Say your budget is, you have a budget of wet shaving, your budget is $500 a year. I'll just say that. After you've hit that budget and you want to buy new stuff, how are you going to do it? But if you sell more, say you sell $100 worth of soap for $75. Well, there's $75, there's 4 soaps you can buy, new ones, right? So what I do, guys, is I rotate my stock out. Meaning, after every year, I take a look at what I have and realize, you know, what I've bought and what I haven't been using, and I just let it go. I sell it, right? And I get some more money in, and I bring in some more product. So I try to keep around, at one point I had over 100 soaps myself. I try to keep around 30 to 40 soaps at the most, right? Now, I know some of you might say I'm still crazy for having that much, and some of you might be saying, hey, that's not enough. But I try to do that mainly because I'm testing stuff and like that, and also because I get kind of attached to certain ones, right? But after a while, you got to say, hey, you know, maybe 20 soaps. So realistically, a good collection would be around 20 soaps. That's a good rotation. You can definitely get through most of them, right? And get through most of them in a month. Because remember, if you have 600 soaps, you use one a day. It'll take you 600 days. That's almost 2 years of using soap every day, right? That's really, realistically, it's about a year and three quarters before you're done with just using one different soap every day. So, I mean, let's be realistic here. So know when your soaps are going to go bad. Realize that you only have about 2 years of shelf life on them before the scent starts to degrade. And, you know, you'll start getting a little filmy on the top. You'll start getting they'll start getting drier. And they don't look as good. And they'll still perform well. But, yeah, you know what? It might be getting a little bit obsolete. So that's what my recommendation to keep up. Also, guys, remember another recommendation. Don't look at whatever other people have and post on their Shave of the Days and think, oh, man, I got to keep up with them. I got to go buy more stuff, right? Buy what you want when you want it, when you have it. If you're going to buy something, don't buy to keep up with somebody else. Buy because you want it. Buy because you want the performance of the razor or you want the performance of the soap. You want the scent of the soap. You want that brush. Buy because you want it. Don't buy it just to post it on Shave of the Day video. You know, Shave of the Day on Facebook or Badger Bay. Because let me tell you something. If you look at those razors, you see a guy with a nice razor, a nice Shave of the Day setup, you say, wow, that's really nice, right? And then you scroll down, right? And you kind of forget about it. And you probably won't think about it for the rest of the day. That's what they're doing to you, too, when you're posting your stuff, okay? That's what everybody does, okay? So don't think that it's just like passing by a guy with a nice car on the highway. You know what? Hopefully that guy didn't just buy that car or that guy or that girl bought that car just to show off. Hopefully they bought it because they want the performance of the car. They want the quality of the car, right? They want to enjoy it, not just to show off. Because let me tell you, the guy next to him in the old car, he's looking at him saying, that's a nice car, and let's keep going. So that's kind of the same thing with the shave world. Don't try to stay up with everybody. That's my number one piece of advice. Number two is, if you want to stay relevant, you want to start buying stuff, keep a realistic collection of stuff that you use. Because remember, a lot of this stuff you could still buy, right? So razors, when it comes to razors, having 500 razors, if you're a collector, that's great. Knowing that you're only going to use, if you're using only 7 or 8 of those razors, then maybe, you know, you can afford to get rid of about 10 of them. And those 10 razors are funds that you can do to buy more stuff or new razors when they come out, right? So after a while, you might have too much stuff or too many brushes, right? You have too many brushes. Same thing, same concept. So just do it that way. And I promise you guys, this will work out for you. This will keep your PayPal account in balance, okay? So you don't have to go out to and get in trouble with your significant other, all right? So trust me on this one. I've learned the hard way, so I wanted to let you guys know what I've learned. I've let a lot of stuff go this year, and I'm still here, and I'm still surviving, and I'm still pretty happy, okay? So, I mean, I can't really complain. Not bad at all. It's pretty nice, right? It's pretty nice. And you know what? I have more realistic, I have fresh soap. So it's even better. I feel more relevant. I could start talking more about them as well. So if you have any other questions, always feel free to email me, guys, about this. But I hope I had some aha moments in this one, because I've been really thinking about it for a while and how to actually say it the correct way. All right, guys. And that means with the end of summer, like we discussed in the beginning of the show, it comes fall. Fall is on its way. So the fall seasonal special is on its way to you. Now, it is scheduled for October 1st of 2018. That's right. October 1st is when we're going to do our fall seasonal special. I try to do it in the first week of October because I want to give everybody a chance and a time to buy all the stuff that they want. I will also update it on the second week of October as well. I was really on the fence of doing it this way. I was considering doing it on the second week of October, but for the last 2 years, we've done it really at the end of September, or that first week of October is when I've tried to keep it in there. So I'm going to keep it consistent, right? So that's basically in a couple of weeks. The next show, you know, is going to really be, we're going to be there soon, right? So we're talking October 1st, so you don't want to miss it. Now, guys, if you are new to the podcast and you haven't been here yet around last year or the year before that, the Fall Season Special is a special episode on all the fall products made by our vendors. Now, I love fall. It is also the biggest holiday for seasonal scents from our vendors and artisans alike. So right now, my list of today is 136 vendors. I've already started going through them to find their fall products. If you are a vendor, please email me if you have anything new coming out after October 1st, because I'd really like to include it on this actual special. So I go through everybody's website, and I go and list their products basically on the show notes on what they're having coming out. There's 136, so it takes me some time. All right, so in the past, a few questions people have been asking me. In the past, I've been asked to review many of these products, but unfortunately, I'll be honest, my time and my budget makes it almost impossible. With over like 70 or 80 new soaps coming out from all these vendors, I can't buy them all. All right, it's impossible. Not only that, I couldn't even use them all to give a good review in the amount of time to get the show going or even to finish the season. So, if you please understand that I'm not endorsing anything that we're talking about. I'm not saying it's great, buy it, you know, it's a good quality product or anything. I'm just letting everybody know where they are and what the scent quality profile is. So, I mean, I've been asked that question several times in the past. I just wanted to make sure it was clear with everybody today because, you know, I cannot endorse some of them. If I do buy it or do use it, I will mention it in the show notes. Hey, I bought this one. I tried it. It was great, and I recommend it. All right, guys. So in addition to that, I put in the links to the fast 2 years of the fall seasonal special right here underneath on this part of the show notes. Okay, so you can check out 17 and 16. The 16 was a big one. 17 was a little smaller. 18, I think, is going to be the largest one yet. So check them out, guys. The two previous episodes from the last 2 years, you can listen to them during this week while I actually am diligently working to get this together, because it is the largest episode of the year. It's usually the longest, and it's also my personal favorite. And it's just a lot of joy looking at all these products. I really enjoy it. All right, guys, so that concludes the show. So what is in store for the podcast coming up? Well, you know what? We got the Fall Seasonal Special coming up in a few weeks. We have our anniversary edition. That's 3 years of podcasting. That will be in November. Actually, believe it or not, we've been doing this for 3 years. I can't believe I've been podcasting for 3 years. We'll talk about that. We're going to go down memory lane and talk about all the podcasts that we've done, all the weird stuff we've done in the past 3 years, as well as a link to the first ever podcast that we've done here on Sharpologist. Also, the winter seasonal special. This is not as large as the fall seasonal special, but it's coming up as well. Usually do that in the first week of December. We'll be talking about that as well. 2018 year in review. That is the last show of the year. That will be coming up on the last week of the year, so usually the end of December. And we just go over every month, every episode of what we've talked about and all the fun and ups and downs we had for the year and stuff that we'll be talking about in the new year as well. So, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Remember to contact me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com with any questions or comments. And remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and everything that he does for the What Shaving community. Most of all, thank you guys, the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast and no reason to talk every 2 weeks. That's right. So don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for tips and interesting What Shaving stories. And subscribe to my YouTube channel. Link is in the show notes for videos regarding some interesting What Shaving content. Our next show, guys, will be October 1st, and that will be the actual Wet Shaving Fall Seasonal Special. So I look forward to speaking to you guys then. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.